Okay, here's an example of using a single note input live with a very tight echo, and then modifying that as it is input with the CV feeding into the rate and a CV feeding into the EQ. This is LFO square wave right now, of course. Okay, we'll shift it up here. Now I'll shift the EQ over to one side. Now I'll shift it over to the other. And you can hear this change in the sound. It's completely different on one side as it is on the other. Okay, here. You just play a couple notes here and speed this up, and we'll do the same thing with a faster LFO. So you can hear the band, that is the mid band on the EQ being switched back and forth, moved back and forth, controlled by the same LFO as what's controlling the rate, so it's always in sync. Now to the triangle wave. It's a lot smoother sounding. And there it is again with a bit more on the rate attenuator. Playing with the high end on the EQ. It starts to get a kind of a hashy sound to it. Slow this down with I've changed over to a triangle wave on the LFO, if you didn't notice. It's only half triangle wave because I have it close to maximum sample rate, so it just cancels. Now I've shifted it down a bit. Monkey with the feedback a little bit. And the EQ, you can hear on each side, it's quite different now. I guess you could call it a slow phasing of the EQ with the rate, I suppose. Well, that's it. I'm tired of holding my finger on this. I've been holding my finger on its note the whole time, so.